Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say that, you know, for everybody that was out there, you heard, you know, us talking about a new VFN church plant that's going on in Pittsburgh. We're so excited to announce to you, and you may have heard on yesterday's program as well, that you were praying and many people were praying for Steve Kolaszewski as God is leading him to Pittsburgh to share the love of God with the people of Pittsburgh, to plant VFN Pittsburgh Church as a pastor there. But also, God gave him divine, and you got to hear this if you haven't heard this yet, there's a segment, and we'll make it available to you maybe in related articles or something on the VFN Torch, and you can look down below if you're listening now, it may be listed there, that the story how it all came about. But he, just like God said, God gave him a, you know, word of knowledge, a revelation, a prophetic word, different things, and God led him all the way to where he is now, and then they just hired him up to be in part of the management team for an international company or a national company. And God provided everything. I mean, it wasn't even on his grid until he just sought the Lord like Jehoshaphat did about, and he wanted to obey God, and God just began to open all these doors and all that. You know, I'm telling him, listen, you know, hopefully we'll begin to share this maybe next week, but, you know, we got to rethink church. It's not the empty, hollow, deceptive philosophies that have got held you captive today. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ who does everything he says he can do on a daily basis, and that he loves you and has a plan for your life, and he wants to be the one that he is the one, but he wants you to know he's the one that's going to open doors for you. When we're seeing people that have rethunk church and begin to follow God and to listen to his voice and abide with him and go into the harvest field, you know, where everybody else, 23 million people, you heard on your vice presidential debate last night, they're talking about jobs, 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 jobs. Nothing about America, but anyway, jobs. And that's why it's 23 million people have lost their jobs. And it's really tragic. But at the same time, we're seeing the opposite of that for those who are walking with God in the context, not walking with God like American religion. I'm not talking about you're showing up at some huge airport looking, you swing left at the terminal to find your section with somebody in the blue coat. You don't even know his or her name, and they set you in a place by somebody you don't know, and you listen to somebody who don't know you. And if a terrorist was right beside you, like it was in Houston, you wouldn't even know if they were there or not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are actually operating a simple pattern of the church. And how can you add to that? And you can do that in big buildings or small buildings. I'm not talking about that, but I'm just saying this is what we're seeing. While people are losing their job, we're seeing people not only get jobs, but even get better jobs. We're seeing when people are losing their houses, we're seeing people in the midst when people are losing their houses, people getting houses given to them. When we see people that are losing their houses, the people that are walking in the revelation that we're telling you about, that God's selling their house within a 2 or 3 day, at least 7 day time period, puts it on the market, doesn't lower the price, sells it. The realtor, you know, a friend of mine, you know, Mark Downey, and he looks at this and says, this is a miracle. And he confirms it's a miracle that, and all of a sudden God sells that house and then gets another place where God, they're planting the church now. That's Brett and Sharon Holderbaum, you know, in Colorado. Well, they're there now. And when they get there, God gives them both a job with the same airline on the same day. It's not over. It's just over for bell worship.
That's right.
You know, it's over for those who are worshiping the work of their hands. It's over for those who thought Jezebel and Ahab was a good form of leadership. But it's not over for those who are following Jesus Christ. God's going to provide for you. And it's only over because anybody that would go, that just is somebody who just refuses to just turn to God. I mean, that's the reason why it would be over, because like it is just repent and turn to God. But everything that they're reporting on the news that's happening to others, people that we're noticing that walk with God, abide with the Lord, as we always talk about at iabide.org, and you become the disciple of Jesus Christ, you fellowship with the family of God, and you go into the harvest field to advance his kingdom, we're seeing God just blow doors wide open. We're seeing opportunities come all over. It's amazing what happens. God is still in control, and religion hates it, and religion is refusing to let go of control. But let me tell you something. What's about to happen, they're going to have to let go. You know, God can handle his church.
Right.
You know, God can handle his church. There is a form of government. It's called family government. I mean, you look at a family. You look at a family. A family doesn't have, like, little signs outside their doors, you know, father. You go down the hallway and it says son. And you go down the hallway and it says daughter. And then as another one says, you know, mother. You don't have signs on the doors, but you know what? Those children walk in that house, and they know there's a structure there, hopefully. They know that there's a natural, if it's functioning right, that there's family government.
Right.
And they know it's there. If it's you know, godly functioning, they really know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like you're just throwing out control, manipulation, and politics, but you're not throwing out government, because there's a government in God. This is a battle between who's going to be our God, you know, and that determines by who are we going to turn to government like everybody else, or are we going to turn to God's form of government?
Right.
And you got to watch SOS, A Tale of Two Kings, and VFN TV. You need to understand that's the question that's being placed before us right now, called SOS. And the SOS stands for, it's either going to be Samuel or it's going to be Saul, but you can't have them both. And it's a tale between two kings.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.